Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm the author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, Understanding Financial Pornography. There's been much discussion in the press about the concept of financial pornography. What does it mean? How do you define it? Where does it exist? And more importantly, what impact, if any, does it have on people who are making decisions about their personal financial futures? I'd like to start off the discussion by sharing with you a short interview that I recently had with Globe and Mail personal finance columnist Rob Carrick.
Robert, a U.S. journalist named James Bryant Quinn coined the phrase financial porn. What is it and why should we be afraid of it?
It's a great phrase, Rob, and I often shorten it to fin porn when I speak to groups. And what it has to do with the fact is the media in some ways exaggerates everything about personal finance and investing. The stock markets really only do two things. They go up and they go down. But to the media, they plummet, they crash, or they soar, or they skyrocket because the words up and down just aren't sexy enough for the media. But I think the other thing that it applies to are things like people's HGTV habits and shows like Love It or List It and Four Weddings and Say Yes to the Dress, which try to convince us that our lives just aren't good enough compared to what everybody else is doing.
How does following this financial porn warp us? How does it give us bad habits and make us do bad things?
It creates a set of unrealistic expectations. And in today's media-based society, I think what happens is people think the headline is the message because nobody has the time to read the whole article.
So what do you suggest people do? Screen it out entirely or just be smarter consumers of it?
I think they have to become smarter consumers, realize the headline isn't the message, take the time to become better educated, and get an in-depth understanding of what the real story is.
Okay, good advice. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
So with that as our starting point for the discussion of financial pornography, what I'd like to share with you next is how I discussed it in front of a live audience during a recent client event that was recorded in Victoria, BC.
And stop watching financial pornography. Some of you are going, what are you talking about? Love It or List It. $1 million Decorators, Income Property, Mike's Ultimate Garage, Say Yes to the Dress, My Current Pet Peeve, Four Weddings. Any of you in the room watch an episode of Four Weddings? Any of you? By Oh, I see two or three hands. So on behalf of the other 200 here tonight, I'm going to attempt to explain the show, and you tell me if I get it, because quite frankly, I'm a guy and I don't get it. So here's what happens in Four Weddings, much like the picture. Four incredibly catty brides attend each other's weddings, and then they rate them on a scale of 1 to 30. So that one of them wins the competition. What does the winning bride win? She wins an all-expenses-paid honeymoon for herself and her new husband that they couldn't afford because they spent all their money on the flipping wedding. Am I close? I'm getting a thumbs up. I understand the show. If you've never seen an episode, take 60 minutes, watch it. You won't get it back. And oh, by the way, it's on the Learning Channel. You may have noticed in the top right-hand corner, Love It or List It. You may be familiar with these two. I'd like to draw your attention to him. He's a doofus. If you've ever seen the show, you know where I'm going with this. 7 minutes left in the episode. We have one more listing to show you. It's your house. We valued your house at $500,000. You gave us $100,000 for the reno. We have now reevaluated your house, and we believe it's worth $650,000, an increase in value of $150,000. They can't do math, ladies and gentlemen. It was five, and they gave them $100,000. The house value didn't go up by $150,000. It went up by $50,000. But you can see it in the eyes of the couple going, we have an extra $150,000 to spend on our new house. Right? That's why I'm no longer allowed to watch this show because, well, my wife tells me I talk to the television.
As you can tell from the audience reaction, we tend to have a lot of fun at client events. As it relates to financial pornography, there are some things for us to consider. First, we need to be smart. Second, we need to be aware that it exists. And third, we need to ignore it as best we can. As I've often told audiences that I've spoken for, not just client events, but to financial professionals, if the program you're watching airs on HGTV, it's likely to cost you a lot of money. Once we keep those three things in mind, we'll be on our way to making better financial decisions. And at the end of the day, that's all we can really ask. Thank you for tuning in to the Money Motivation and More podcast. If you'd like to leave us a rating on iTunes, it would be greatly appreciated. If you're downloading them from the website, robertgeniak.com, please go ahead and send me a note and let me know what you think. It would be greatly appreciated. Until next time, thank you for listening.